Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to Quote Me, a weekly podcast that seeks to encourage, inspire, and lift you up to be all you were created to be. Words are powerful. Recognizing and celebrating the impact they have on our lives can comfort or challenge us, or both at once. I'm your host, Lindsay Schlegel, and I'm so glad you're here. Today, I hope we can honor the truth, beauty, and goodness of well-chosen language, and so glorify God. Let's begin. Thank you for joining me for the first ever episode of Quote Me. As I said, I'm Lindsay Schlegel, daughter of God, wife, mom, writer, and editor. I'm a lifelong Catholic and a lover of words. I have 15 years experience in publishing. I worked at Borders, made rest in peace, and at a couple of publishing houses and a literary agency before I went freelance after my oldest son was born. And since then, I've been freelance editing and writing and enjoying the gift that words have been in my life and the ways that God has strengthened me and changed me and challenged me through them. My husband is a financial analyst, and sometimes we joke that he does the numbers and I do the words, but really both of our jobs are creative, and I hope we can see more of that throughout this show, that creativity isn't just in the conventional arts, but there's a lot of creativity in the ways that we solve problems and the way that we see the world, and in a lot of ways that we seek out truth and goodness and beauty. It's possible that you've seen my writing on Verily, CatholicMom.com, Natural Womanhood, Alatea, and a couple of other sites. I'm also the author of Don't Forget to Say Thank You and Other Parenting Lessons That Brought Me Closer to God. It has a hot pink cupcake on the cover. And in that book, I reimagine the phrases that I repeat to my four children every day as wisdom and care from God the Father to me, his daughter. So it's a book of quotes, really, and the things that I learned from them when I looked at them in another light. So in part, that book did inspire this podcast. And if you follow me on Instagram, Lindsay Schlegs, you'll also see that over the last few weeks, I've kind of reimagined my Instagram profile as well and started to post quotes that have affected me in various ways, or quotes from books that I'm currently reading, as a way to open up conversation and dialogue. I love when people, visual artists, are creating such beautiful art these days with quotes from saints and quotes from the Bible, and putting them on, you know, t-shirts and hats and art for your walls, mugs, all of which I have a little bit of everything in my house. I just love decorating our house, our home, with language and words that inspire me, and that I hope can help for me and for my children. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. I live in New Jersey, my hometown, with my high school sweetheart turned husband. Our four children are three boys and a girl. The oldest is 9, the youngest is a little over a year and a half. All pretty chatty. We have a lot of jokes about words in our family. We read a lot of books together. We've read Narnia a couple of times all the way through. We've just read The Mysterious Benedict Society. We love those books. We're having a Mysterious Benedict birthday party coming up very soon. I'm really excited about that. So the quote I want to talk about today is one that we have displayed in our home. It's from Lao Tzu, and I will I'll share it with you first and then talk a little about it and come back and share it again. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. So perhaps you've heard this quote or pieces of it before. It first came into my world at my sister-in-law's high school graduation. The valedictorian gave a speech and she mentioned this quote, and she attributed it to the character of Margaret Thatcher in the film The Iron Lady. And when I went home, that stuck in my mind, so I could remember that. So I went home and looked it up, and I found that it's a lot older than that, actually. Lao Tzu is an ancient Chinese philosopher and writer that historians date back to the 6th century. He's regarded as the founder of Taoism, but I read this text within a Catholic context. To me, it's about integrity. We can't say one thing and do another. Maybe we can for a little while, but eventually what's in our hearts, the treasures we store up for ourselves, becomes who we are. So one more time, because it's kind of a long one. Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. So I think this is a great start for a podcast about words because it echoes the impact that words have on us, both those we think and those that we speak. They say you are what you eat, but I think to a degree you also are what you think, speak, and do. At Mass, in the Confiteor, we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned through my own fault, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. It's a basic human reality that our thoughts, words, and deeds are interconnected. Even as adults, maybe especially as adults, we have a choice as to how we're going to be formed. What we take in and what we put out into this world, all of these things are connected. So I love this quote so much that we have a framed poster of it in our home. And our older two kids are 9 and 6, and they can both read. And a few months ago, I realized that both of them had basically memorized this quote just by virtue of it being on our wall. It wasn't because I drilled it into them, but because it was there where they could see it. My husband and I had talked about it. We both really thought there was a lot of power and a lot of truth in this. So we made it. I made it into kind of an artful piece to the best of my ability. And it had been up on the wall for years. And then something, I'm not sure what it was, I think we were at a meal, and they had their backs to it as to where it was set up in the house. And the younger one just started kind of like seeing if he could remember it all. And he knew a lot of it, which was really cool because we could have a conversation about, well, what does that mean? How can we live that out? It also reminded me that I really need to be mindful of the media that I'm consuming and the media that my children are consuming. Words can be life-giving or they can be destructive. There's power in them and we really have to choose how we're going to use them. Another place that this quote has come up in my life, my husband and I teach marriage prep. We do Living God's Plan for a Joy-Filled Marriage. So in our diocese, there are two parts of this program. I believe it's put together by Ascension Press. And there's God's Plan for a Joy-Filled Marriage and Living a Joy-Filled Marriage, something like that. Don't quote me on that. I don't have those words quite right. But basically, we talk about the more practical things in life. We've been married 10 years, and we've been through our share of trials and joys. And so it's such a gift to be able to talk about that with couples who are just getting started. And it's been such a beautiful thing for us that, I mean, otherwise I don't know that we were going to go back and look at our pre-Cana materials and just like revisit them on a Friday night. But we kind of have to a couple times a year now. We have to go back to the stories of our marriage and our dating and our engagement and what did we do? How can we see the fruits of the things that we did then? What would we advise someone to do differently? It's a great way for reflection. And So one of the things we talk about is the resources that you have as a couple. Coming into a marriage, each person has his or her own resources of time, money, and energy. And when you get married, you're combining those things and you're kind of putting those resources into the same pool. So what we talk about is the priorities that you have in your life, the biggest priorities down to the smallest priorities, and on one hand, making sure that the big priorities are actually the most important ones, you know, that you have your priorities in line, but then taking a very honest look at the way you're using your time and money and energy, and making sure that the use of those resources lines up with the things that you think are important to you. John always brings up a line from a book called How Will You Measure Your Life? That says, you'll measure your life in your blood, sweat, and tears. That's where you'll know what your life is really about. Not the things that you think your life is about, but what is your life really about? So we've both read that book. I think I knew he was going to bring that up because it totally is in line with what the curriculum teaches. But then John also brought this quote up, the watch your thoughts, they become your words. It had impacted him too, and I know it's impacted me. It just continually reminded me that, that you know, as Catholics, we need the sacrament of confession, and we need God's graces to keep us in line. All of these things are connected, and when one piece starts to fall out of line, maybe when you start to do something that's not quite right, if you don't rein yourself back in, if you don't have someone in your life maybe to hold you accountable, then you can really fall off track. And one thing will lead to another, and the little things turn into big things. So John uses this quote in marriage prep, kind of in that context, also in terms of sexual purity, which we see in the Bible too. You know, Jesus says that you've committed a lust even by thinking about another person in a way that isn't charitable. So our thoughts become our words become our actions, our habits, our character, and your character, your destiny. So the way that it's phrased destiny is not as Catholic a context, but I think we can still pull some truth out of that. I think where we end up later does depend on what we do and what we don't do now, and what we say and what we don't say. And all those things start with what we're thinking. So my hope is that through this podcast, you'll have some new things to think about. I know I'm going to have some new things to think about. I have some really exciting guests lined up, women who I'm blessed to call friends, but who are also different kinds of artists. One's a visual artist and also a writer, and the other is an opera singer. And so they see the world in different ways, but they both, in their own ways, have a love for language. And I think even someone who's not a writer or who's not, who doesn't have a stack of books on her nightstand all the time, I think everyone's got a quote or a verse or something that either you came across through reading or somebody, maybe your grandmother told you at some pivotal point in your life or something. I think everyone's got one, and I'm so excited to explore this and to see what we can learn about each other, what we can learn about God. My hope is that any quotes that you hear that you really love, you'll share with someone else, either sharing the podcast with them or writing a quote down and, you know, putting it in an envelope and sending it in the mail to someone or texting an image to someone. These quotes will be on Instagram for each episode. There will be a post to let you know what's happening. So please do subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. You can also find me on Instagram, as I said before, as Lindsay Schlags. And there's an Instagram account for the podcast, quote_me_podcast. So that's where you'll see where new episodes have come up, and you'll see a graphic I've created for the quote. So you can share it, you can, think about it, screenshot it for your background on your phone, text it to somebody, share it, and see where else these words can go in the world. If you like this episode, please do subscribe. I'm really excited to be doing this, to be having a podcast. I love to write. I love my editing work, and I love conversation. So I'm really looking forward to what this has in store. Please leave a review on iTunes, wherever you find your podcasts. Your few moments leaving a review go a long way in helping more people find the show. And finally, I would love to connect with you too. I'd love to hear what you think, to get your suggestions for future episodes. So at that Instagram, quoteme_podcast, you can DM me a quote that you have in mind or someone you'd like to hear on the show. I would totally love to hear what else, you know, what words have touched you. And you can also find my website, lindseyschlegel.com. There's a contact page there. So that's it. You know, if you feel like an email is a better way to share your thoughts, please do. As I mentioned at the top of the show, my book is Don't Forget to Say Thank You and Other Parenting Lessons That Brought Me Closer to God. You can find it wherever books are sold. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I'm really grateful for you, for listening. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. God bless you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.